Well, there's no doubt that raising teenagers can be rewarding, but it can be pretty exhausting as well, both physically and mentally. But the City of Bunbury has got a youth media project. It's titled Take Two, and it's helping to engage local teenagers in something new while also helping them to gain some self-confidence. A team of five high school students will this week launch a 16-page youth newspaper. It involved the complete production, from selling advertising to writing articles and also taking photographs. Kane Selick and Nakisha Kane from Bunbury Senior High School told the ABC's Janine Unsworth the newspaper looked at issues from self-esteem to the dangers of sexting.
It's just giving you some information on the harms and the unwanted side effects that could happen during that time when you don't really think about the long-term sides of things, and it's just giving a little some steps to, you know, doing it safely or not doing it at all, because, you know, if you send a picture, it can go all over the place and then you're the, you know, you're the targeted one, and I'm pretty sure no one wants that. So it's just...
Did it give you a better insight into the dangers of sexting?
Yeah, it did, actually. It when I read it, it actually made me think of it a bit more, and that, you know, it's not really a great idea, especially if you don't know that person really well, and it's just, I don't know, I don't really like the whole idea of it. It's, I don't know, it turns me off. I don't like it.
Is it something that you talk about amongst your friends? You know, is it sort of a hot topic at the moment?
I wouldn't say so, no, but I guess it's a good idea that we put it in the newspaper, because if people don't feel comfortable talking about it amongst their friends, you know, they can pick up our newspaper and just read it and realise that, you know, they have to be careful. And if, you know, it's just a way of letting them know if they don't feel comfortable talking to other people about it.
So what do you hope your friends will actually learn from reading that article?
I just hope for the best, that they don't make mistakes, that they choose their texting ways wisely, and, you know, they don't regret anything, because life's too short to have regrets.
Do you hope that the newspaper will actually also give older people and adults a better understanding of young people and what they might be going through at the moment?
I think so, yeah, because, you know, it is a hard time through teenage adolescence, and, you know, I think parents expect too much of us too soon, and, you know, we have growing up to do, and we have to make these mistakes in order to realise that it was a bad mistake, you know, and it's impacted us in a way that we probably didn't want it to. I don't know, I think it will help them understand our issues aren't always the same as theirs.
Hi, my name's Kane Selick. I'm in the Youth Media Take Two project. It's lots of fun because you get to go out. It's a day after school as well, and we run a professional newspaper, so it feels good.
What exactly did you write about? Tell me about your story.
I did the volunteer community service. So, like, I read about all that, saying that you can get out and join that and have fun and help people as well. And I also read about the Australian Day event that's happening at the skate park.
And why do you think other young people would find that sort of stuff interesting?
Well, mainly because if you volunteer, it helps you out as well. It helps you get a job. And the Australian Day thing, it's got lots of fun events in it, which hasn't been in Bunbury before, so it'll be good.
And how did you go about choosing the topics that you were going to look into and write articles on?
Oh, we just really thought about what teenagers would be, what they would like. So, like the Australian Day event, a lot of teenagers would like that because it's near the skate park, and just really what teenagers would like.